This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. In a few minutes, Vietnam War memories unearthed in poetry.
But first, President Obama is moving forward on health care reform. He will hold a health care summit later this week. And today, he nominated Kansas Governor Kathleen Sebelius as Secretary of Health and Human Services. The president also announced a so-called health care czar. NPR Senior Washington Editor Ron Elving joins me now with more. And now we heard about Governor Sebelius' appointment over the weekend. Or the news of it. And now there's this health care czar appointment. Who is this nominee?
Madeline, she's a stranger to most Americans, no household name, but her name is Nancy Ann Min DeParle. DeParle's her married name. And she is not well known even in official Washington generally, but she is no stranger to people who have been following the nation's health care debate. She has been very much in the center of it for a long period of time. She was a high-ranking official in the Clinton administration in the late 1990s. She ran something called the Health Care Finance Administration. We're talking about Medicare here. And she was a deputy director of the Office of Management and Budget for a while under President Clinton. And before that, she ran the Tennessee healthcare system. She was innovative, bold, and controversial in that job. And we should also mention she's a Harvard-trained lawyer and a Rhodes Scholar.
Well, that job and the HHS job was going to be held by one person, Tom Daschle, before he pulled out. So how will the two of them, Governor Sebelius and Nancy Ann DeParle, how will they divide this job, really, of fixing health care?
That's probably going to be a work in progress, but let me theorize this much. Sebelius is going to be the person in charge of the system as it exists. There are 60-some thousand people who work for the Department of Health and Human Services. Someone has to run that department. And this includes, by the way, a great number of functions, including, among other things, food and drug safety, and that's gotten to be very hot lately. So she's going to have a big job with the present. DeParle's job is going to be more about coordinating the process of imagining a new system for health care delivery in the United States, and coordinating the development of some kind of a plan. And by the way, coordinating and coordinator, those are the terms the White House likes to use. The White House does not like the media calling people czars. We, of course, love that. We love the colorfulness of it.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. But they prefer the much more bureaucratic coordinator.
Okay.
And then both of these women are going to have to work with Congress to evolve a plan into something that can be enacted.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you that, because whether they're called czar or coordinator, they are going to have to work closely with another C word, Congress, and, you know, really try to get this through. And how hard is that going to be?
It's going to be enormously difficult. That's where everything fell apart 16 years ago. And you're going to see, first of all, a struggle in the Senate between several competing circles of senators, people who come from the Finance Committee. That would be Max Baucus, who's the chairman, and Chuck Grassley, who's the ranking Republican. They work very closely together. Sometimes they almost seem like co-chairs. And a lot of the Republicans are going to try to push the action in that direction where they think their interests will be more strongly represented. Some of the Democrats would prefer to see the action over at the Health Committee, Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee, which is Teddy Kennedy's committee. And of course, he's away battling brain cancer. We're not sure exactly when he's coming back. And so there is a certain leadership question mark there. His number two there is Chris Dodd, who's also got the banking system. He's the banking chairman. So it looks right now as though the energy is running in the direction of those senators on the Finance Committee, Max Baucus, Chuck Grassley.
And you know, when Tom Daschle pulled out, it was seen as a great loss for the White House in terms of his ability to actually work with Congress and get the vision of the White House through, because he knew the intricacies of Congress so well. So is that a big loss for the White House now? And who would fill that vacuum?
You know, it is an enormous loss, and we don't know for certain if anyone can fill it, because it's that first name basis of being able to be part of the club and walk onto the floor of the Senate and have everyone have certain memories of you. That's very difficult to replace. I think some people think that in some sense or another, we're going to see Tom Daschle reappear in all of this, certainly not in any official capacity, but that he might be there to kind of coax things along at times and make the unique contribution they were looking to him to make.
The last person charged with this task of rethinking health care was, of course, Hillary Clinton as First Lady. Now she's Secretary of State. Do you think she has any words of advice for Kathleen Sebelius?
Yes, I think she would advise them, don't just give them a plan and expect them to pass it. You've got to be flexible and let Congress fill in the blanks.
NPR Senior Washington Editor Ron Elving, always great to talk to you on Mondays. Thanks, Ron.
My pleasure, Madeline.
More coming up on Day to Day from NPR News.